Writer. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition and Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at John 8, 31 and 32, and in just those two scriptures, there's so much power to walk in freedom. Jesus said to the Jewish believers, He said, if you continue in my word, then will you be my disciples, then you will know the truth, and then you will be set free and made free from the truth. And so in those two scriptures, those two verses alone, there's so much power to get us and help us to get freedom and then to remain free in every area of our lives. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And so when you get the truth, when you get Christ, when you learn the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That means it is alive. This Word that you cling to and you speak out of your mouth and you live according to will get you so much truth and so much freedom that you and your loved ones will walk in victory each and every single day of your lives. But it takes discipline to continue in the Word, and you need to discipline yourself because it's only beneficial to yourself and to your loved ones. So let's continue and pick up where we left off yesterday.
We go on vacation. My kids are babies. They're now 17. And 16, Canaan 17, she's 16, Destiny. Now, I used to get up in the morning and I'd tiptoe through the house and I'd put on the oven light, you know, the microwave light. I'd put that on, or a little light if I could. I'd have my Bible and I'd sit there and their doors are closed. And while they're sleeping, I'd read the Bible. When you start reading the Bible, you get a joy and a love for the Bible. There's so much joy in reading the Bible. It's so positive. It's so uplifting. It's so full of truth. It's so full of power and wisdom. Amen. Wisdom. Whoo! Makes a foolish guy look good. I like it. That's why it takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And the weak things of this world. Amen? So only disciples can know the truth. So your fourth step is you will know the truth. Once you've received Jesus Christ, you believe on Him, that is, then you continue in the Word, then you become His disciple. Now you're His disciple. Now you know the truth. Now you're starting to know the truth. Amen. He does not reveal His truth to non-disciples. Amen. God, in the form of the Holy Spirit, His function with the unsaved people is to get them to receive Jesus. Step number one, receive Jesus. Believe on Jesus. Remember, He spoke to the Jews that believed on Him. You believe in Jesus. Step number one, uno. Amen. You've got to believe in Jesus. And then you continue in that word. And then you become the disciple. And you're following Him. And then you now know the truth. Say the truth. The Holy Spirit's sole function is to point lost people to Jesus. That's it. He's not telling them that they're sinning and they're bad and what they're doing is wrong. They like what they're doing because they're sinners. I used to like what I did when I sinned, and all of you did too. Come on. You didn't care. You didn't care. You would cheat, steal, lie, do whatever you wanted. And you didn't feel bad about it. But once you receive Jesus Christ, now you do something. Oh, God, forgive me. Right? The fun has gone out of it. Isn't that true? Boy, how can you say there's fun in sin? Well, the Bible says. The Bible actually says there's pleasure in sin. It says that. Because if it didn't say that, why would you do it? If it wasn't pleasurable. Come on. And so all these things turn you into someone like Jesus. Amen. And that's what God is trying to do. So all the Holy Spirit's function is to point unsaved people to Jesus. Once they receive Jesus, now we get them into the Word. Now they become disciples. Now they start knowing the truth. Amen. Like I've said before, you don't clean a fish and then catch it. You catch the fish first, then you clean it. So the function of the Holy Spirit with a lost and dying world is to point them to Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, you got nothing. You can have all the money on the planet and no Jesus, you're dead. You can have all the peace on the world, in the world, and all the health, but without Jesus, you're dead. Right. It's that simple. You can be healthy, wealthy, and all those good things and still be dead. There are many people, when you look outside you and around you in the workplace and in Walmart, there are many people that are dead. Sure, they're walking. I'm talking spiritually now. They're spiritually dead. So the Spirit is trying to get them to come to life. Once they come to Christ, boom, something starts happening in their life. I remember it, man. I'll never forget it. Just that day, I ran down to the altar. It was just an amazing thing. Amen. So there's no point in the Holy Spirit trying to talk to these unsaved people. Why? Because it's an example of casting your pearls before swine. Yeah. They're going to trample it. Amen. You can't tell someone about Jesus Christ or about the Word of God and start explaining the Word of God when they don't have Jesus in their heart. They don't care about that. They've got to get saved so that their conscience becomes a good guide. Can you say amen? Matthew 7, I'm just going to give it to you quickly, verse 6. He says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. And the dogs is a man of impure mind, an impudent man or a Gentile. He says, don't give things which are holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. They attack you now. How many times have I tried to tell someone about Jesus Christ? They want to kill me. Any of you ever been there? You're just one of those Jesus freaks. Hello? Mom, it's not that bad. Come on, family members too. Am I right? The New Living Translation says it like this. Don't give what is holy to unholy people. Don't give pearls to swine. They will trample the pearls in turn and attack you. There's a side note, it says, pearls is a symbol of spiritual truths given to us by God, which are not to be regarded lightly or shared with those who have their hearts closed. That's a side note in the New Living Translation. The value of wisdom is not appreciated by those who have no ears to hear it. The only truth the Spirit brings to these people is that they need Jesus Christ. They need Jesus Christ. That's it. So He's trying to get them and open their mind. How often or how long did it take before you came to Christ? How often? I fought it. Amen. I fought it. Amen. How many of you fought it? Amen. Come on. Amen. Some of you maybe not, but most people, they fought it. Look at the hands, you see. Amen. You didn't just come that day. No, I wish I did. Amen. John 16, very quickly I'm going to go through this. Verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, the Amplified calls Him the Comforter, that's the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, your Intercessor, your Counselor, your Strengthener, and your Standby. Wow. He got it all. You don't need any more. Right? He says, when I go, I'll send Him to you, and He'll come unto you. But if I don't go, He won't come. But if I do depart, I will send Him unto you. Verse 8. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me. So He says, of sin, righteousness, and judgment, I'm going to reprove the world. I thought, but it doesn't make sense. How can you tell them about righteousness if they're not saved? They're not going to want that. They don't care. And then He goes on to explain it. He says, of sin, because they believe not in Me. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is coming to tell the world they need Jesus. They need Jesus, right? Of sin because they believe not in me. This is Jesus speaking. Verse 10, of righteousness because I go, Peter, John, James, and you disciples of mine, I go to be with my Father, and you're not going to see me anymore. And the Holy Spirit, remember the Comforter? He's going to remind you that you're the righteousness of Christ when you start doing things wrong. But you're the righteousness of Christ. When you start feeling that you're lost, you've got no hope, you're the righteousness of Christ. That's for the disciples. You can't, because I go to my Father and you see me no more, that's what he's going to remind us of, our righteousness. See, we're not sinners if you're saved, we're saints. Amen. Amen. We're saints now. And verse 11, of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judge. Wow. So he says, first you believe on me, then you continue in my word, then you're my disciples, and then you shall know the truth. Step 5. Then when you know the truth you know will set you free. The truth you know will set you free. But I've got a little bit of a hold on. Not just yet. Amen. But the truth that you know, he said, will set you free. Amen. So he says, you believe on me, then you continue in my word, then you become my disciples, then you know the truth, then the truth makes you free. So you can be free from any form of bondage. If the truth makes you free, you can be from any form of bondage set free, from any sickness, any disease, any wrong lifestyle, because John 14, 6 says that he, Jesus, is the truth. So if the truth sets you free, who's got the healing power? Who's got the financial power? Who's got the protection power? Who's got the peace power? Who's got the joy power? It's all him. So he says, I am the truth. So if he's the truth and the truth makes you free, Jesus is the one who makes you free. Amen. But you've got to be a disciple. You've got to first accept him. Then you've got to follow him. Then you've got to continue in his word. Then you become the disciple. Then you know the truth. And the truth you know now makes you free. Amen. So for example, Philippians 4:19, when that becomes real to you, read that out. It says, yeah, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When that truth becomes real to you and you get a hold of this truth that God is the one who supplies you, you'll be free from any lack. Amen. That's how my wife and myself are living the lifestyle we're living today. Amen. That's how we afford to buy this place. That's how we afforded to buy Synergy School of Tomorrow. And that was a lot of millions. Not 5 million, a lot of millions. Where do we get the money? We don't have that kind of money in our bank. I'm not that smart. I'm not the smart to buy this place. My God will supply everything you need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I believe the truth of God's word, and there it is. My wife says, if you don't believe me for what I say, believe me for what I do. I mean, you've got to look at us and say, from South Africa, been here 20 years, had 2 suitcases, nothing else, and came here, and didn't have a house, didn't have a car, didn't have nothing, and God started to work. Come on. That's it. The word of God is the truth, and the truth of God works for whoever works it, amen? And so, you can be free from anything, any addiction, any fear that tries to get on you. You can be free from that. You can be free from having to scrimp and scrape and battle to pay your mortgage. You can be free.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie.